Hello, Mr. McDougall, part 8 of the Prosperity Series, God's Gift to Canadians for 2024 for all the financial trample damage you are all going through. So this episode, number 8 on prosperity, I'll read. This is when you look up in the Bible what passage to read regarding prosperity. This is one of the verses that comes up, and here's what it is. In prosperity, the destroyer comes upon him. This is from Job chapter 15, verse 21. I say again, in prosperity, the destroyer comes upon him. And so I can speak to like carnal people, atheists now at this point, and people of common sense and business, that this is talking about as you're growing in light, darkness, Murphy's Law, chaos is normal, tries to put out your light, but it's just labor until the darkness goes out. And this is what this chapter is regarding in terms of the lens of prosperity. Now, I haven't read this and I haven't done any highlighted notes. So I just want to read this lesson, chapter 8 on prosperity, out through the heart. And I'm going to change this chapter is called Eliphaz Accuses Job of Folly. Okay, so I'm going to change Eliphaz's name to Karen, just to build some rapport with millennial Canadians who understand. When I say Karen, just getting entangled in someone's folly is just, you will suffer the wrath of a fool. And it's okay, because that means you're actually getting exalted. It means you're doing good things, but you don't want to have to go through some of the lessons that Mr. McDougall has gone through, because you only have so much time. The amount of your destiny comes down to time and obedience. So here we'll get into it. Then Karen, the Temeite, answered and said, should a wise man answer with empty knowledge and fill himself with the east wind? Should he reason with unprofitable talk or by speeches with which he can do no good? Yes, you cast off fear and restrain prayer before God, for your iniquity teaches your mouth, and you choose the tongue of the crafty. Your own mouth condemns you, and not I. Yes, your own lips testify against you. Are you the first man who was born, or were you made before the hills? Have you heard the counsel of God? Do you limit your wisdom to yourself? What do you know that we don't know? What do you understand that is not in us? Both the gray-haired and the aged are upon us. Much older than your father are the consolations of God, too small for you, and the words spoken gently with you. Why does your heart carry you away? And what do your eyes wink at that you turn your spirit against God and let such words go out of your mouth? What is man that he could be pure? And he who is born of a woman that he could be righteous? If God puts no trust in his saints and the heavens are not pure in his sight, how much less man who is abominable and filthy, who drinks iniquity like water? I will tell you, hear me. What I have seen, I will declare. What wise men have told, not hiding anything received from their fathers, to whom alone the land was given, and no alien passes among them. The wicked man writhes with pain all his days, and the number of years is hidden from the oppressor. Dreadful sounds are in his ears. In prosperity, the destroyer comes upon him. He does not believe that he will return from darkness, for a sword is waiting for him. He wanders about for bread, saying, where is it? He knows that the day of darkness is ready at hand. Trouble and anguish make him afraid. They overpower him like a king ready for battle, for he stretches out his hand against God and acts defiantly against the Almighty, running stubbornly against him with his strong embossed shield, though he has covered his face with fatness and made his waist heavy with fat. He dwells in desolate cities and houses which no one inhabits, which are destined to become ruins. He will not be rich, nor will his wealth continue, nor will his possessions overspread the earth. He will not depart from darkness. The flame will dry out his branches, and by the breath of his mouth he will go away. Let him not trust in futile things, deceiving himself, for futility will be his reward. It will accomplish before his time, and this branch will not be green. He will shake off his unripe grape like vine and cast off his blossom like an olive tree. For the company of hypocrites will be barren, and fire will consume the tents of bribery. They conceive trouble and bring forth futility. Their womb prepares deceit. So you have to understand these mechanics of the game we're playing. This is Prosperity Series number part 8, the death and life economy. This is for your high safety. Every Canadian in Canada needs to hear this message. And I, Jesse McDougall, expect to run for Prime Minister in 2066. And I pledge the next 40 years of my life to earn your favor, just in the hopes and the expectations that one day when I call upon you to vote for me for Prime Minister, which I expect to be in 2066, you will vote yes for Mr. McDougall and bestow trust into me. I will do the best I can. And we've got such good infrastructure built from what humans have done in Canada so far. Such amazing work going on. New times, things are changing. And I look forward to serving you to the best of my ability. So this is part 8 of the Prosperity Series. And there are some powerful, powerful messages gone in here. So let's take a 5-minute break and then come back. And then I'm going to end this episode off the words that stuck out to me as I read that passage for you. So let's come back in 5 minutes.